You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You know, brethren, the devil is not powerful. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, he said, all power, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto him. I know many believers read this, but they still don't believe it. What Satan has is wiles. And you know, Satan has been around for a long time. He has experience on his side. He has seen an Abraham who left his land and obeyed God, but in one moment went into his house help because of the advice of his wife. He has seen a Samson, powerful and highly anointed, revealing the secret of his power on the laps of a woman. He has seen a man after God's heart, like David, falling for the beauty of a woman having his bath. He had seen a man like Judas walking with Jesus every day, and yet he was still able to love money and sell Jesus Christ for a price. In other words, the devil is experienced. He saw Adam, he saw all the children of Adam, and he is still alive till today. He has really got experience on his side. But you know what? The devil is a created being. Look at what this scripture says. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Who is in the world? The devil, a man of experience, a man of many years. But who is in you? The Holy Spirit. He has no beginning. He has no end. He knew the day that Lucifer was created. He knew that day that he was made. And so the Holy Spirit had been from everlasting to everlasting. The devil is not from everlasting. He has a beginning. And we also know the end of the devil. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10. That's the end of Satan. We know his end, and we also know his beginning. But the Holy Spirit that is in you, if it is experience you want to talk about, you can't even say the Holy Spirit has experience, because he himself is the experience. You can say the devil has experience, but you can't say the Holy Spirit has experience. The Holy Spirit himself is the experience. The Holy Spirit is God. No beginning and no end. Almighty and all powerful. You must know that he is in you. The Bible says, according to the power that is in you. He said, it is he that walk in you. In you. He is in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. He says, know ye not that your body is the temple of God. If we are left to the devil, none of us is a match for the devil. But with the Holy Spirit, we are more than a match. That is where mortal men, ordinary men that were formed from sand and bred into and now made into a new creature, can be triumphant over the devil. We can look at demons and say, in the name of Jesus, get out. And demons will run in different directions. We can pray over sicknesses and they will be healed. We can stand and declare the word of God, and the kingdom of darkness will be put to flight. It's because he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. You must know who is in you, and you must know who is greater. Otherwise, you will be attributing greatness to the devil. You will say, oh, the devil is powerful. He just doesn't have salvation. Who told you that? That the Bible tells you that the devil is powerful, but he doesn't have salvation. It's not written in the scriptures. It said the Holy Spirit that is inside of you is greater than the person that is in the world, which is the devil. It means we have an advantage, brethren. We are the one that carries the advantage. With the Holy Spirit, you will stand till the end. You will not fall. The Bible says, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his glorious presence. How is he able to do that in spite of everything that the devil will throw at you? It's because he is from everlasting to everlasting. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. To know more about the burden of the ministry and our programs, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.